Thousands of people who live between Denver and Colorado's biggest wildfire ever are still being told they may have to leave their homes if wind drives the blaze their way. The fire is so big and so erratic that a second team of top national fire managers begins work today to help organize evacuations and protect homes. That group is working from Castle Rock, Colorado. NPR's Howard Berkus is there.
The second team includes some of the nation's most experienced fire managers, and their arrival is yet another sign that the so-called Hayman Blaze is the federal government's biggest wildfire priority. Even veterans of fire are awed by this 86,000-acre blaze and the conditions that spawned it. Steve Niemore has spent 30 years fighting fire for the Federal Bureau of Land Management.
The humidity is down in single digits. It's probably close to that now. It is warm.
Bravo.
For, you know, it's a, what do we got, 83, 84 degrees right now?
Which is warm for this area.
We've got a steady 10-mile-an-hour wind. We've got it predicted to go up to maybe almost 30 today. A wind switch is predicted also. And the fuel is as dry as it's been in 100 years, I hear.
Niemore and his crew watched in helpless amazement a few days ago as gusting wind and bone-dry grass, trees, and brush transform the glowing embers of an illegal campfire into the biggest wildfire the state has ever seen. And that's before the typical start of Colorado's wildfire season.
How are we gonna last? You know, if it's like this now, and it's extreme everywhere, there's just not gonna be enough people or equipment around.
A pumper truck stands ready as Niemore's crews work beyond a meadow where small spot fires smolder. And beyond them, an entire mountainside smokes, with ponderosa pines exploding in flames. Billowing brown clouds climb 6 miles into the sky. Colorado Governor Bill Owens had a similar backdrop when he spoke with reporters yesterday.
What we really don't need right now are two or three more big fires. Because while the feds have been extremely helpful in terms of putting those 2,000 firefighters on the lines, if we have to fight two or three more fires right now, it's going to be a significant problem for us. And look at this weather. I mean, we had hoped that this front might dampen things. We'd hoped for a little humidity. We didn't get much.
Usually this time of year, the grass here is verdant. Patches of snow linger, but not this year. So fires ignite easily and burn hotter and longer and bigger. This blaze is so erratic that no one's actually out in front of it between it and thousands of homes trying to contain the flames. Kim Martin is commanding the firefight.
You know, there's lots of timber, lots of country north of this fire. And, you know, I could have all the crews in the world, and I won't be able to get a line around this fire. I call it a juggernaut. It's an exceptional, and it's a very dangerous. We just can't put people in that situation because Mother Nature is doing her thing right now.
Wind is the primary danger, and it and drought combine with something else to feed extreme fire behavior, says Jerry Williams, the senior fire manager at the U.S. Forest Service.
These fires are a signal that we've got fire-adapted ecosystems that are uncharacteristic. They're outside of the natural range of variability.
Williams is talking about a century of fire suppression, which has left some forests with a thick tangle of trees and brush. 180 million acres, Williams says, from coast to coast and border to border, are ready to burn hotter and wilder than normal.
When we get a dry year, those forests become ready fuel.
Does that mean that you would expect this kind of fire behavior to continue to occur in other places this summer?
If we don't get a significant break in weather, yes. The conditions are predisposing a very difficult, very dangerous fire season here in the West and in the Southwest particularly.
The federal government is trying to reduce the risk with controlled fires and thinning of forests. But controlled fires can get out of control, and some believe thinning is an excuse for new logging of forests. None of that will help the 40,000 people considered at risk if the Hayman blaze is whipped into a fire frenzy again. They've been told to be ready to leave with just a moment's notice. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Castle Rock, Colorado.